The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, speaking to you live from his farm in New Hartford. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson with KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Rusty Ebert with the Van Buren County Register in Keosauqua. The first question will be from Mike Peterson.
Senator, there's lots of discussion in the country right now about the proposal to bail out the big three automakers in Detroit. What are your constituents telling you about this proposed bailout? And is this something that you support, or do you believe the big three should be allowed to go into bankruptcy?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Mike and Rusty, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being with us the day before the holiday, and I hope you get some of the holiday as well. First of all, what was coming up last week obviously isn't going to come up. It was being proposed by Democrats, and they had a hearing on it, and Republicans were at the hearing. And there was bipartisan agreement that without a plan, there was no business of throwing money into the big three. So I never had a chance to vote on it. I probably would have voted against that proposal. But in a bipartisan way, even the Democrats backed off of proposing what they originally come up with. So they're home in Detroit trying to figure out what to do. And a pre-planned bankruptcy is part of it. But most of all, when they come back next week, they've got to have a plan that we can see light at the end of the tunnel. And I would say it ought to involve three things, two of which I think it will involve, some renegotiation of contracts, and number two, executives working for a dollar a year. It ought to throw in some government regulations that are part of the problem for Detroit because we're uncompetitive with other manufacturing of cars. And consequently, if we could just delay the implementation of some regulations, it would be a good thing to do. And one of those, and it would tilt me towards some support, besides the necessity of renegotiating and executives having the $1 salary, would be to make sure that money that's set aside for some of these regulations for retooling, because retooling would be an additional expense, and so we were helping them with them, use that money up front. But quite frankly, there's got to be a major change in management of the big three before I'm inclined to vote for it.
Senator Grassley, even though the Republicans are in the minority, in the legislature and then lost the White House, you still have, the Senate, the more than the 40 votes for the filibuster. Have you met with your fellow Republican senators who will be serving the next term, and at what point will you agree with the Obama administration, and at what points do you have concern about some of their agenda items?
Yeah, that's a pretty big question, so maybe you'll have to follow up. But anyway, first of all, we'll have at least 40. That's all we have. The Democrats are going to have complete control of all three branches. If we have 41 or 42, then it depends upon the extent to which Republicans stick together. And on substance of an issue, it's pretty difficult to predict what Republicans will stick or not. But there is a procedural process by which we've had enough Republicans, assuming that we still have 41 at least, signed a letter saying that we expected to be able to offer Republican amendments. And so on a procedural process, at least let the Democrats let us have part of the debate. I think if we ought to be able to stick together on that, and if we do stick together on that, then I think we'll have some strength. But if we have 40 or less, and if we don't stick together, then, as I said, the Democrats, for the first time since 1976, have complete control of everything. When we do have a role, whether it's a lesser or more of a role, depending on those numbers, I've got to see myself as a member of loyal opposition. And loyal opposition is emphasis upon loyal. When you can go along in a bipartisan way, do it, help develop a bipartisan approach. And if you don't have the strength to do that, then you've got the responsibility of offering a legitimate, responsible alternative so that the two-party system plays its role. But most of the time, you'll find cooperation because most of these issues tend to be more bipartisan. If I name one or two things that I'm scared about a stimulus package that's just spending money. I think we need some tax policy to encourage investment because stimulus is short-term. Tax policy encouraging investment is long-term. And then maybe just one other issue, although I probably ought to take time to give you 10 or 15 issues. One would be card check, where you do away with a secret ballot in determining whether unions ought to organize a workforce.
Senator, as many people are traveling this Thanksgiving weekend, they'll note that gas prices, at least in our part of the Midwest, have fallen below $2 a gallon. How long do you expect these gas prices to remain below that threshold, and do you foresee gas prices going up anywhere, you know, near to what it was as we get closer to Christmas?
Oh, they might go up a little bit for the holidays, but I think we're in low gas prices through the worldwide recession that we're in, and I want to emphasize worldwide because if people think it's just America that's screwed up, it isn't. It's the whole world, and we're all in recession. Even growth in the underdeveloped nations is going to be a lot less than what was intended. And so I expect it to be $4 again sometime, but not until we get out of the recession. In the meantime, on an annual basis, consumers are going to have about $210 billion to spend on other things. And I hope that they'll spend it responsibly. And for people that are concerned about China bailing us out, if every consumer would buy American and not buy Chinese or buy from some other country other than China, it would help a lot. And it would send a strong signal to the Chinese that we are not totally dependent upon them.
Senator, as we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, I was just wondering if you take a look back in the last year, even though it's been tough times for the United States, what things are you thankful for as we enter tomorrow?
Oh, well, the most important thing to be thankful for is the freedoms we enjoy, and particularly men and women in uniform who are overseas protecting us against people that want to kill us, meaning right now terrorists. And fortunate about that, and to have a family that's healthy.
Finally, Senator, along those same lines, how would you describe the mood in this country right now, as compared to past Thanksgivings over the last few years, with the economy the way it is? Or do you think people are in much of a mood to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, I think in Iowa, the economy has not turned down as much as it has other places, and I think that there's a pretty good feeling about Iowa, but I think that there's a lot of doubt, there's cynicism, and there is questioning about the unknown, so it's kind of a depressed sort of feeling on the American people as a whole. Now, do I get that in talking to them? No, I get that from statistics, people not buying, people being very cautious, statistics making them, negative. Almost every statistical report on the economy that comes out tends to be negative. And so that's where I find the people. But I think that there is still great faith in the American people. And quite frankly, we'd have to say that for those that have been laid off, lost jobs, the situation is more negative than for those that still have jobs.
Thank you, Mike and Rusty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.